We've been talking the last few weeks about any number of different macro events. This week, we're going to go micro. We're going to talk about how we look at your portfolio here at 10 Capital. So the last few weeks, we've been talking about a lot of different macro drivers pushing markets. Fair amount of whipsaw, lots of plus or minus 1, 2% days. All kind of about where we started the year. And yet these things begin to unnerve clients. What do we make of the housing data, the labor data, the US-Iran situation, domestic politics, all of these things that, again, absolutely matter, certainly can be emotion evoking things. But what we don't want to be doing, even if we want to be using these things as preparation, again, to avoid panicked decisions because something surprises us, we don't want to be using them to try to time markets. Nonetheless, investors have a huge need to do something, particularly in the midst of bear markets, in the midst of range-bound markets. Isn't there something we can and should be doing? What they often mean by that, for whatever reason, the biggest temptation is, shouldn't we be making a big market call? Shouldn't I be making a big decision within my portfolio? And the answer almost invariably is no, but you can use that time to put your focus on other things. Learn about your portfolio. Make sure your portfolio is constructed for what you need and or are hoping to achieve over time. And so I wanted to get down a little bit. This will probably be a few different videos over time, or really of how we think about investments here at 10 Capital. Get asked the question all the time, you know, how often do you look at my portfolio? And I'll tell people, well, you know, in some ways every day. No, there's no way. No, we're not pulling up every single household every single day. But how we structure things, how we design things enables us to have oversight over a lot of different holdings, a lot of different portfolios, bring a lot of customization to bear. And so we want to pull back the curtain, let you in to that experience. Number one, what is the purpose of investments? I think we, you know, sounds simple. When I'll bring up what is the point of investing to most clients, they'll give me something along the lines of make money. And that's true. But just like in football, the point is to score the most points, or to score touchdowns. Not every player on the team's purpose, goal is to try to go out there and score touchdowns. Other of them have other roles. It's much the same in a portfolio. Yes, over time, we want to see growth. But what affords us the time to get that growth? Markets, as we've talked about over and over and over again, move in very unexpected ways, tend to be very lumpy in both their returns and their drawdowns. And so while we all can quote the averages, we rarely get those long-term market averages in any given calendar year. So what we need there then is, again, time in the markets and what can afford us that growth in time over the markets, historically speaking, are two other important roles: income and protection. Think of these, if the wide receivers on your football team are the guys that are supposed to go score touchdowns in that growth category, that might be your stocks, your private equity. You also need some people to block. You need some people to help prepare, buy that quarterback time, if we're talking about football, buy those growth investments time to score, if we're talking about a portfolio. And those are two other big pieces. Again, income to help address those needs that one might have today, and preservation for those unexpected needs that might come down the road. So real quick, I'll highlight these three things so you can keep them in mind in my backdrop, as well as a couple of examples. Again, certainly could get really granular, but what we're looking at for the most part is three big purposes: growth, income, and preservation. And everything we put in a portfolio has one of these three things as their primary purpose in the portfolio. Future video, they usually have a secondary purpose as well. How you begin to blend those, whether it's different holdings or holdings that can actually achieve two of them to some degree at the same time, again, is where some of the real work begins on portfolio construction. But when we're going through, again, we want to identify where these are at. In raging bull markets, something I hear from clients all the time is, what's up with that boring bond fund over there? It's not really doing a whole lot. It'd be a little bit like, again, pointing at our lineman that we brought up and saying, that guy doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. His job isn't to score touchdowns. The touchdown scores are gonna be our stocks, perhaps private equity. But again, these are very volatile. These are holdings that might not always be liquid. And so it can't, for most people, define everything that they're doing within their portfolio. For income, this could be high yield bonds. This could be credit. To some degree, this could be real estate. For preservation, we're thinking high quality bonds, especially ones with very low duration. It's a whole video in and of itself some other day. So there's all these different roles. How they get packaged together for you is going to be very dependent on your particular situations. Not everything is appropriate for everyone, but understanding what they're there for is going to help you usually stay calm, stay focused. And when we're in those periods of volatility, understand what they're there for. Again, these are all pretty boring until in the midst of maybe a market meltdown, you have an unexpected need arise. Try to sum this up, wrap it up. These three things all again correspond to specific mindsets and goals. And by keeping those mindsets and goals on top of mind, again, it's gonna give you that patience, that clarity to again, give things the chance to play their roles. For our growth, hey, this is to fight off inflation, maintain purchasing power, help you achieve those goals, retirement, second home, whatever it might be for you. Again, income, how do we pay the bills today or supplement the income if we're maybe in a slowdown phase of life? And lastly, preservation. We'll use this as the example because again, these are the boring quote unquote offensive linemen. Don't get a lot of glory. They don't get to score the touchdowns, get on the news until they're the heroes of the day. And just like that offensive lineman who makes a key block, where these things get exciting is, again, in the midst of a market meltdown to help dampen overall portfolio volatility, perhaps be that extra capital to buy down the market to help catapult you closer to achieving your goals. Or, again, just helping meet that unexpected need that, again, may come at an inopportune time in the market. So framing these up, how we blend these, how we build the portfolios, how we use sleeves of each of these things to build something for you that's fully customized, personalized to you, is something we'll address here in a few weeks. In the meantime, if you or anyone you know wants to address this for yourself, has some questions, we're here for you anytime.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.